Paul and Neo, Give Me Everything on iRadio. 12 minutes past three, it is Dave and Fionnuala. How are we going today? We always start with the day today, bring you up to speed on things that you need to know. Pitbull, Three Arena, absolutely rocked it a couple of weeks ago, but it's been Sabrina Carpenter's venue the last two nights. We are actually looking for evidence of something that is reported that she said, that Irish boys are hard work. We've still not been able to find the audio. Did she actually insult Irish boys like this?
Reputable reports from the likes of RTE saying that when she was on stage last night, she said, Dublin, it's so lovely to be here. You all look and sound amazing, but my goodness, these Irish boys are hard work. I feel like I won't believe it until I actually hear it from Sabrina.
You're still doubtful that Sabrina Carpenter and Barry Keoghan were an actual thing. You thought they were more of a show romance, yeah, or a like, showmance.
I'm sure they shifted once or twice, but I just don't believe that they were ever anything as deep as what was made out to be.
From all the TikToks and all the outfits and joy on people's faces, it seems the last two nights have been phenomenal at Three Arena. Congratulations if you were there. But we are still looking for audio verification that she said that Irish boys are hard work. That's the first thing on the day today. Number two, the World Cup. Maybe taking a little bit of inspiration from Sabrina Carpenter's showpersonship and the spectacle. They're looking at putting a halftime show-esque show into the middle of the World Cup final 2026.
So they have just over a year to prepare for it. It's going to be co-hosted by the USA, Canada and Mexico. So with USA involvement, it actually mightn't be that surprising that they say we want to borrow from the Super Bowl style of things and put on quite a performance at halftime. Now, this is what stands out to me as a little bit strange. They're saying Coldplay will curate a list of artists to perform. I'm assuming that means Coldplay would still perform themselves. But yeah, are they going to be in charge of picking everyone else who's going to be on the bill? And also, how many artists can you get into what, a 15-minute break?
It's so odd the way things are being played out. It is your man, the bald fella who's the head of FIFA, Infantino. I don't know if you remember. Today, I feel gay. That fella, he's the person who's put Coldplay in charge. So whatever decisions they're making, I don't know. But surely that means Chris Martin and Coldplay will play some part of a halftime show in the World Cup final.
Well, we'll have to wait till the 19th of July 2026 to find out. And whatever show is put on, it's going to be no spectacle compared to this, because, Dave, we are less than 4 weeks out from the Irish Print Awards.
Yeah!
I mean, IFTAs are over, Brits are over, Oscars are over. We are heading towards the real awards season now on the 4th of April. Awards like 3D Printer of the Year.
Yes.
Magazine, Brochure and Supplement Printer of the Year.
Yes.
Large Format Digital Printer of the Year.
Yes.
And the Rising Star. Oh my God.
Who knew there was the annual Irish Printer Awards? Wow, such competition. Look at those lovely leaflets. They deserve an award. That's the real show.
I firmly believe it. We don't celebrate enough in this world. So if you are a top-notch print person, you deserve your night in glory on the 4th of April.
You know the way there's the EGOT, there's Emmy, the Grammy, the Oscar, the Tony. You need to add on the Irish Printer Awards to that, because that's the fivesome that all those people are after.
The PGOT.
The PGOT. Get yourself a PGOT. You're up to speed on the day today. Lady Gaga on iRadio.